You are listening to. First Gen Teachers Lens.
Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of First Gen Teacher Lens. This episode is going to be another sound-off episode. If you're familiar with those, those are shorter than the regular episodes that I have, which really run about 25 minutes to like 30 minutes, give or take. So I'm a sound-off about being back in school. I've actually been back in school for a couple weeks now, maybe a week and a half, and it's super interesting to be back, getting acclimated to the building. So I'm a sound-off about that. My kind of worries, my excitement about actually seeing the kids and being back in the building after having a year of being virtual. So stay tuned to the episode and don't forget to always subscribe wherever the podcast is streaming. And if you're on Apple, leave a comment. Peace.
This podcast is a proud member of the Teach Better Podcast Network. Better today, better tomorrow, and the podcast to get you there. You can find out more at teachbetter.com/podcasts. Now let's get back to the episode.
Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of First Gen Teacher Lens. As you know, if you heard it in the intro segment, this is another sound off episode. So I've been back for about a week and a half. We've seen students, they came in for 2 days, but it felt so weird just being back in the building. If you don't know, I was teaching virtually for the entire time of, since the, I want to say, start of the pandemic, where I remember being in the building and not being able to be into the building hybrid, but now we're back. The building seems to be in shape in terms of whatever fixtures need to be fixed, and yeah, we're slowly getting acclimated to being in the building. Teachers, we met as a team, finalized the rosters, but just being in the building and within itself is, I was awestruck because like everything was pretty much in its place, and we just needed to set up the room, clean the desk, and you know, just, it was a lot to take in because it's, you know, almost a year and a half of just not being in the building where it's just different, where we have to get, hey, where are these things again? I don't know. So finding your rhythm, and basically how we started off, we reported back. We're discussing how things are going to run, how lunch is going to function, which is an interesting ordeal. The kids are going to eat outside and make makeshift kind of arrangements. But man, if all in all, the stresses and the worries that I have are there. They're there. Gonna be transparent. They're there because you're thinking about how our students gonna transition, move from class to class. Our teachers gonna transition and, you know, move from class to class. You either doomed if you don't, or doomed if you do, so to speak. And it just was all these little, I want to say, minute things that are there, like even where to put the kids in terms of like, hey, do we actually know what they know? What's the best classroom setting for them? So being back in school came with a whole host of issues that personally I was not prepared for. Like I wasn't prepared to like discuss like something as simple as how the kids gonna move in the building. And then I saw the kids come in. So in my school, they came in to test because my school really wants to see where they're at, which is understandable to a certain point, but also, man, like, these kids are coming back from not being in school, and, like, the first thing they see is a test. I'm not sure how I feel about that. That, to me, is counterintuitive. But the kids, before the exam, were really embracing each other, and, you know, it's given, like, oh my god, I haven't seen you in person. Maybe some people haven't seen you in, like, a year and a half. Oh my god, is that so-and-so? They got so tall. So just hearing that and having kids in a room was awesome. The first day was a little rough because it was chaotic, getting the kids, like, where they need to be. Hey, you don't know me, I don't know you, I'm an adult, you're a kid that you haven't met me before, but you're gonna take a test right now, and possibly might be in my room, which was a little bit awkward, but we got through it. The second day, had awesome group of kids again, and we were cracking jokes. It felt more like the first group forgot how to socially interact, which is one of the concerns I have. How, in, I guess, my school scenario, are the kids, how receptive are they going to be to being in a building and having to interact not only with their peers, but adults whom they never interacted before? And, like, that's a thing that's, like, always in the back of my mind. Like, isn't this awkward? Like, you just met me 2 hours ago. Now you're in a room, or 15 minutes ago when we got up. Now we're in a room, and I'm proctoring you take a test. And we had some new kids in our school, and I was just like, wow, it's got to be daunting for a new kid. Just, hey, I don't know. This is my first time ever in this building. I don't know where anything is. I don't know anybody. The familiarity is gone, you know, as opposed to some kids who were online, right, last year. They had some friends, right, or made friends, whether it be virtually or they live close to each other, et cetera, et cetera. But some new kids, I can tell clearly, bombed on this exam because the social, I want to say, overwhelming factor was there, right? Adjusting to this new setting of schooling and this new environment, and on top of that, dealing with the pandemic. But to the second day, it was so much fun. It was easier, where certain kids were just, like, happy to be there, and, like, just easier to socially interact, where it was just, like, we're cracking jokes. And, like, I asked the kids, like, how many of y'all truly liked remote learning, being online? And then some of the kids were like, I was looking at them, I was like, because your fridge was close, right? And then the kids started, like, I heard chuckles through the mask, and, like, it was great, man, like that. Like, it was so much fun just to hear student laughter in the most sincerest way of, like, just like, hey, I can crack jokes with, like, middle schoolers again. And that was really endearing to me and me personally, because, like, I miss those interpersonal moments of just getting to know a student, getting to know their likes, dislikes, and stuff like that, and that nature. And then there was a kid who kept on doing this, like, Street Fighter. If you don't know the game, it's like a Japanese game where it's just, like, has characters that, like, kind of fight each other. And, like, there's one guy that kind of does, like, a hand gesture, and he goes, Hadouken. And, like, one kid was doing that. He wasn't saying it, but I could tell from the hand gesture what he was doing. And then I was like, Broski, you like Street Fighter? He's like, yeah, it's a good game. And I was like, me too. I used to play that on the Super Nintendo. And he's like, that's a throwback. So just those little things were really, for me, euphoric. And I was in a state of bliss because I've been so removed from being with my students that's one thing that, like, was critical to me, just exuding, like just feeling their presence, they're feeling my presence, and talking about just random stuff. Like, so, because a lot of these kids have been through a lot, you know, dealing with a pandemic at their age. It's crazy for us. Imagine how crazy it is for them. But even the stuff that I dislike, like, was fun. Making the bulletin board super easy. Thinking of ideas. Our friend bulletin board says, ready to learn s'mores, and then lunch, like some more. But instead it's s'mores. Punny. So we had, I brought a cricket, and like I was cutting out letters, came out so nice. And just those little things that I disliked became a sense of welcoming, right? Being back in the building. I know I'm in the building because I have to make my bulletin boards. I have to situate the desk to follow these new guidelines and, or these guidelines. And just, wow, we're really back into the building after a year and a half of just teaching online. And just, I want to say for me, I was brooding online because it really wasn't functioning for my student population. Like, they need to have those social emotional skills and environment, which is not, you can have it on virtually, but there's a limiting factor there for me where it's just like I can't truly know you in person or have like a in-person face-to-face conversation without having like this digital barrier, right? So on day two, that's what I garnered from that. It just felt great just to have some interaction with these kids after them being at home, us being at home, and kind of diving into this new realm of virtual teaching. Another thing that like being back in school has brought like great satisfaction is just interacting with the teachers themselves. Like, hey, how's your summer? What'd you do? Oh, you went here? Oh, I went there. It was great. I spent time with my kids. I spent time with my family. And just seeing familiar faces and new ones, welcoming them in, and kind of like us reassuring each other that we're not only here for the kids, but we're here for each other. And that kind of quelled this notion of like me being overwhelmed by the factors that are kind of up in the air for like lunch, for transitions, for curricula, right? Because our curricula involves textbooks for ELA, or chapter books, novels, and we don't know how to safely manage that unless like each student has their own personal copy or a digitized copy. But one of the things that we said in the seventh grade meeting was, you know, we want to loop each other in. Everybody seems so less mellow, and like the team was like, hey, we're super appreciative of what you did last year, or vice versa, I'm super appreciative that like you got my back on this deliverable or this task that we needed to get done. And it was a sense of like, hey, as long as you got my back, I got your back, right? And then on the drive, I carpooled with a coworker, and our drive back home, she's one of the best coworkers I've ever had. And we were talking about, you know, not to sound pompous, but like, yo, as long as we say like we got each other's back, that's all that matters. Like anything, any problem that comes to fruition, as long as there's a cohesiveness amongst the team, everything should fit into place where there's always a resolve for something, right? Nothing is in terms unsolvable in terms of like the factors that we're looking at now within our school. But to reiterate, like, as long as you have a good cohesive team dynamic, you should really be able to bond, not only bond, but problem solve in a healthy manner that benefits students, staff, and administration alike. And that really comes into play, and that really builds strong schools where we were doing that at from the get-go, from the jump, being at back to school. Hey, do you guys want to do the roster together? Do you guys want to move certain kids anywhere based on whatever teacher recommendation? Who functions well with each other? And it was a really great experience to see and to digest working on things together, getting collaborative input, which was 10 times harder online. But that's one thing that I want to sound off on being back into school is having a cohesive team dynamic now is more important than ever, right? Because it really builds a foundation block for your school to not only survive, but thrive during this time. And that's what I want to sound off being back in school. So I'm nervous, I'm excited, I'm happy to be back. I'm more than happy, I'm enthralled to be back. And yeah, I'm going to keep you guys updated, man. So if you guys can do me a huge favor, if you're on any streaming platform or listen to this on any streaming platform, especially Apple, please leave a comment or in terms of a review, right? Give it a rating. Hopefully it's positive. Hopefully I'm doing you guys justice. So please stay tuned to the First Gen Teacher Lens podcast. Peace.
Thank you for having listened to the First Gen Teacher's Lens. We'll see you here next time.